Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're ending this month today, right? I want to thank everybody for the gifts and the cards through this last month. Always a blessing. And you know, to follow up on what Brad said, I could go to the people that gave more than the abundance to me to bless me, and I could ask them, how is your life and how is your finances? And I'll guarantee you every one of those said, things are good. Why? You cannot outgive God.
Absolutely.
You can't do it. I've tried. He just keeps bringing it in, and I just keep putting it out. I had someone give me some money, and I talked to him earlier about it, just thanked him, and I said, it'll just go right back here. That's what, why wouldn't it go? It goes where your heart's at, folks. It really does. We all have our hobbies, but on the most part, it goes where your, Bible says it does, it goes where your heart's at. So thank you, what a blessing to get the cards and just the appreciation. If anybody wants to be a pastor, make sure you pray about it. It's an interesting occupation. It's a calling. You got to have that grace. What I want to talk to you about today, the title of the message is Grace for Today. Grace is an interesting subject. John 1:16 says, and his fullness we have also received grace for grace. Well, you say, well, what is grace? Well, grace is not mercy. Mercy is in grace. Mercy is his compassion. And I'll hit these scriptures later, but he even says in the Bible that he quoted out of the Old Testament that he'll give mercy where he wants to give mercy. And I looked at that before and I went, yeah, but that's not what's going on now. No, it wasn't, but he's still God. And when you come to mercy, listen to me, when you come to mercy, you say, well, how come I didn't get healed? How come I didn't get this? Where's the mercy of God? He knows what needs to be done, and those are the areas where he has to sometimes hold back, but he never, ever holds back grace. Listen to me. He never, ever holds back grace. Did you hear me? He's a God of grace. Jesus come in grace. He was grace. Grace is unmerited, undeserved kindness and favor of God. Bottom line, I cannot do anything to get his grace. I just have to receive it. I have to believe that he died for my sins. I have to believe that I rose again. I have to turn my life and repent of the things. Repent means to turn your life away from those things you're doing wrong. And how many of us, all through life, we see things that we've been doing wrong, we didn't even know he was doing it wrong. That's when he tells you, just turn then. I'll give you the grace to walk on through and to grow on through and to get away from those sins that you fall into. We all fall short in that area, every one of us. But grace, see, it's part of the grace is the power of God flowing through you. You can ask anybody that has to get up on a pulpit, get up in this area, and they know that when they get up here, it's a whole different ballgame. I can't tell you the times that I have come up here sick, not felt good, walking through things in my life, but yet when I got up here to do what he's called me to do, his grace flows through me to say what needs to be done. That's everywhere with all of you, every place you go in life. It's his grace that moves us. It's his grace that takes care of us. It's his grace that he actually, folks, Jesus is the anchor of our life. But Jesus is grace. So you can say that grace is the anchor. Without grace, I don't have a future. Grace, see, part of grace is he forgave you of everything you've ever done wrong. Now, you're saved by grace, the scripture says, and we'll read that in a minute. You're saved by grace. Does that mean everything in the past is covered? Yes, absolutely. But what about today? And what about tomorrow? I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm so imperfect that I'll probably sin. I'll probably fall short. I'll probably do something I didn't want to do. But guess what? This is what grace is about. And it's hard for those that walk out of that bondage that you're in, those walls that Krista talked about, those walls of, I've got to do to perform. You might even be in a marriage where you feel like you're performing for your husband or you're performing for your wife to keep them happy. There's no grace in that. I don't want to have to perform to make God happy. I don't have to. When I do, I have a wall. I'm at that place in my life where I've got to do this and I've got to do that to make God happy, so God will love me, so God will take care of me, so God will be with me all the time. We used to pray, Lord, be with us. Did we not? He's always with me. Why would I pray that? He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. That is a part of grace. He does have compassion on me. He does have mercy on me. That's all a part of grace. But grace, as far as what he's done for you to keep you from going to hell, is forgiveness. That's the main package in grace. Because with forgiveness and love, it covers everything else there is. In Hebrews 23, it says he never lies. He never changes. He always does what he says. It's pretty amazing. He's a God of grace. Hebrews 6:18 says, God has given his promises, his oath, and those two things are unchangeable. So in that, well, what did he give us? I'll never leave you, Ronnie. I'll always forgive you, Ronnie. I'll take care of you, Ronnie. I'll finish the work that I started in you, Ronnie. It may take all the way to your last breath, but I will finish the work that I have started in you. That's why if we fall under his grace and let him do the work and trust in him and quit trying to do, I have found that everything I try to do, I fail. Oh, we'll get so far, but without grace, we'll never finish the package. It just doesn't happen. Hebrews 6:19 says, this hope we have is an anchor to our soul. Well, what is that hope? The word hope is positive expectation for good. So I want to read it this way. This positive expectation for good we have is an anchor of our soul. Well, what is that positive expectation of good? Knowing God's grace and learning God's grace and understanding if you just relax and let God have your life, he will take care of you. You say, well, sometimes things don't work out like it's supposed to. You're still in the midst of God's grace. I will always take care of you. If you're in the midst of something, I will get you out of something. You can live more relaxed. You don't have to feel like you're performing for everybody. You don't have to feel like you're performing for God. You're just receiving the grace that he's got for you. And boy, once you start receiving that grace, I love that he never leaves me and forsakes me. I used to think when I got off doing something that I shouldn't be doing, he wasn't with me. We one time had a drama here one time. They did a skit where when a person was overdoing and lying and falling off and all this stuff that damages them, that Jesus just stepped away and waited. Listen, folks, he's in bed with you. You hear me? When I'm driving 75, when I'm driving 80, when I'm on a straight stretch and I see nobody and I'm driving, you say, well, you shouldn't. No, maybe not for my safety, but he never leaves me. I'm not going to go to hell for the mistakes that could cause my life, for the mistakes that could cause destruction. Those are decisions, the free will that he gives us. He always tells me, obey the laws, but we still have to trust God in all the... I'm looking out. Are you all perfect here? Everybody just does everything just exactly. Oh, you're such a saint. You've always been saved. You've never cursed. You've never spit. You've never chewed. You've never gossiped. You've never done nothing wrong. Well, you're so full of pride that you need grace for your pride. Come on. Young and old. We're all in this package. But see, when you understand grace and you know he loves you and you know he takes care of you, he's always there. Hebrews 6:20 says, Jesus became our high priest forever. Not just when I'm good. You say, well, you're giving us license to sin. No. When you fall in love with Jesus and you understand the grace that he's given you, you don't want to sin. You don't choose to sin. You may slip into it. You may make mistakes in that area, but he still is with me. It's no different than your kids. When you're raising your children, they're going through this craziness in their minds. The hormones are all messed up and they're making mistakes and they're pulling one direction and they shouldn't be and they're going another direction. Do you quit loving them? No. You think our Father in heaven would ever take Jesus away from me? I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit according to the Bible. I always have him. So I always want to serve him. So I always want to respect him. So I always want to love him. So I always want to do the best. That doesn't mean I do perfect, but I want to do the best in my heart. So when I recognize that I'm not doing, then I repent from those things and I ask for his grace to move back where I'm supposed to. And the more I love him, the more I understand he's with me, the more Folks, he's the anchor of my forgiveness. Jesus is everything I'll ever need. How many times have we messed up? How many times have we said something wrong to somebody? But how many times has he forgiven us? How many times have I fell short? But he's forgiven us. How many times have I built walls? This is for anybody in my place. There's not enough room for the hurts and the heartaches of being a pastor. Did you hear me? But that's really in any occupation. Because there's always someone there to hurt you. See, he's bigger than that. And he says, no matter what you're walking through, I'm there. You just listen. And you just start doing the things I show you to do. Not the things I'm not supposed to do. I don't want to put my emphasis on that. I want to put my emphasis on the things that I should be doing. What the Bible says, the way I'm supposed to be living. The respect, like Brad said, let's give him just a little bit of respect. Because when you start turning to him, then he starts filling your heart. And you start following that still, small voice inside of you. You know, there was a time in my walk Christianity, that when you told someone that you heard God, they thought you were crazy. There still may be somebody here or internet that says, you heard God's voice? Yes. Well, was it audible? A few times, but most of the time it's just right here, that still small voice. See, when I said yes to Jesus at 12 years old, didn't know it, but my conscience was cleansed. So from then on, I started hearing those things. Ronnie, I love you. You need to slow down. Ronnie, I love you. You don't need to run around with that person. Ronnie, the Bible says that whoever you run with, you will become. Don't spend a lot of time with them. We need to witness to people, but don't just be their bud. Because you'll be just like them. How many know that? It's an interesting thing, and that is such a fact I've watched and watched and watched. Whoever you run with. I never as much as even tasted alcohol until I was 21. And when I did, a buddy of mine that I used to carry into his bed when he was drunk, he said, Ron, I'll never forget it. He said, Ron, I am so disappointed. Now you're just like me. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with drinking. But for me, that was just something that I didn't do for 21 years. When you got these things, that this is who I am. I was a hot rod. There's no doubt about that. But at least I was sober when I was a hot rod. Did that change me? Did that change? Now this, he come into my heart at 12. When I started getting corrupt, You can call it corrupt. When I started pulling things that I knew was going to damage me, guess who was still with me? Guess who'd been with me? Guess who made me feel uncomfortable when I would get around those things that I knew I shouldn't get involved in, and those influences that I knew would draw me away from things that would make me be what God's designed for me. See, we're all different. So we've got to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and know that grace is always there. Hebrews 10:10 says he died once for all. See, if I go do something to make God happy, I'm putting him back on the cross. If I go do something to make him happy, he's already died for all this. I know it doesn't make sense a lot of times to us. You're saying that it doesn't matter what you do. No, I didn't say that. Because you will reap what you sow. Consequences of choices. Every time. I don't care if it's a good choice or a bad choice. There's always consequences. But I have got a God that loves me so much and loves you so much that in the midst of the mistakes he knows you're going to make, in the midst of the good he knows you're going to make, he loves you just the same. It does not fluctuate or change in any way, shape, or form. He loves you. That's why he brought grace. That's why he said, I am full of grace. I am full of truth. And if he's full of grace and full of truth, I don't think there's anything else in there. Love is a part of grace. He loves you so much. He forgave you so much. He takes care of you so much. He blesses. I wonder sometimes why people don't become Christians. If they understood it, why? That's a no-brainer. He's the mediator. He's my mediator of the new covenant all the time. Before God, he is mediating, saying, he's covered, he's covered, he's covered. And as God would look down, he would see a saint. In the midst of my craziness and in the midst of my goodness, I'm still the same saint because of Jesus. That's called grace. That's called knowing he's got you. I don't care what your age is. Young people, listen to me. Pay attention to this area of your life. Just watch how he takes care of you. Just watch how he protects you in the midst of stuff. Just watch how when you make good choices. You say, well, you mean I've got to make good choices to get blessed? No, you're going to get blessed because God loves you. But the fruit that comes out of your life is going to be so much more if you make right choices knowing God loves you. John 1:14 says, he was full of grace and truth. That's what it says. Then it says in John 1:17, grace, truth came through him. Grace and truth came through him. Grace and truth came through Jesus. So when I said yes to Jesus, when I said yes to what he did with my life and placed me in the heavenlies, when I said yes to Jesus, grace and truth came through the one I believe in. I don't know why. And it, you know, if you read the Bible through eyes of grace, that he loves you and he's not out to get you, you will read a whole new Bible. Because he loves us. 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 Interesting part about grace, though, is you have to receive it by faith. What it says. Your salvation comes by faith, but it's grace. If you read the scripture, I think it was one of the first ones, and I don't know if I got to it or not. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Oh, how quick we would like to do that. But it's believing. It takes grace to have faith. It takes grace. Faith is a subject, it's something you're believing for. So all I have to do is go, Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you that you are grace. Thank you that I believe in you. Thank you that I have this grace. Well, with that grace, then it's easier for me to believe what the Bible says. I've always been one that if it says it, it's the truth. There's no question, could it be really? No. Maybe I didn't understand parts of it at times. Maybe I still don't at times. But fact is, it's truth. And if it's truth, then why don't I want to believe the truth? This is the only truth. Boy, nowadays, I'm telling you, this is the only truth you're getting. And if you're not getting this, you're living a deception of what's going on in life. Do I agree with all that's going on in the world? Absolutely not. But I agree with everything that's in this word. Because I know this is the one that's going to ultimately stand its time. And if I've got that in me and never leaves me, never forsakes me, and I'm spending time in it, then I've got, this mind has been renewed a little bit. I know where I'm going. I want to read 2 Corinthians 2:14 out of the Passion Bible. It said, God always makes his grace visible in Christ, who includes us as partners of his endless triumph. Through our yielded lives, he spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere we go. What is that? That's his grace. That's his grace. I love that in other translations where it says you're in a perpetual parade, an ongoing constant parade. And I've expressed it many times around here. Why do we try to move in when they put us in a place in the parade? Why is it that we don't like our spot? Well, you're in a parade, folks, a constant parade. You're a witness to people. And if you can start understanding grace, then you will never judge another person. Romans 2 tells us that if you judge, you'll become what you judge. He's the judge. I'm to discern and to stay away from, because that's part of the package. The Holy Spirit lives in me and discerns what's going on. A scripture I read earlier, John 1:16, of his fullness we have also received grace for grace. He's got the package, folks. He forgave us. He lives in us. He lives through us. He's going to finish the work that he started. What an awesome knowing. To know that he's in me and he's going to finish this. As bad as I'm bummed out right now, as bad as I'm walking through heartache, as bad as I've built walls and recognized my walls, he is the one that will tear down the walls. Amen. Because when you recognize how free he gives you in grace, you don't care. Now, you care with heart. It's like, like I've expressed, the hurts that Connie and I walked through our 30 years here, you say, well, Pastor, because we're all people and we all hurt each other. But without grace, I would have never made it. Because see, I know he's happy. So I love everybody, but I can't care. Because when I get hurt, I carry it, then I allow bitterness and unforgiveness to get in, and that none fits grace. Did you hear me? That none fits grace. I have to forgive. Why? Because I'm full of grace. I have to let people be people. Why? Because I'm full of grace. I discern what people do. I pray for those people, but for me to say, don't live like them, that's judging. I'm full of grace. Get this. You're full of grace. If you're born again, you are full of grace. And if you're full of grace, then you are full of forgiveness. You are full. You let things go. You love people no matter what. We were talking as I passed through the coffee shop, we were talking about we're all different. And we all made a real revelation. Wouldn't it be a bummer if we were all the same? Think about it. Yuck. That's why we got to follow our grace. We're all made individual. We're all made separate. We're all designed in his eyes perfect. So let's enjoy the flavor, but let's enjoy it with grace. And let's understand that it's my anchor. Jesus is my anchor, yes. But his grace is my anchor. Knowing that I don't have to, I can just live and enjoy life, and I don't have to feel pressured to perform. I don't have to feel pressured when I make a mistake. I don't have to feel pressured. I just have to recognize he doesn't like this because he knows it's destruction in my life. So I'm stepping out of this because he's given me the grace to step out of this, and I follow him. Team, let's come on up. You know, once again, and I didn't even know for sure where I was going until yesterday, but the team got the songs together, which have so far been excellent. But when I come in and sit and listen to them when I was practicing, I thought, God is so good. See, his grace, folks, his grace is so powerful. And when we're under fire, when life's not going right, guess what we got? Grace. And you say, Lord, I need your Holy Spirit to flow through me with that grace that it brings. Help me through this time. You're never alone, folks. He's always with you, no matter what's going on in your life today. Maybe nobody here, but maybe somebody by the internet. You're going through a rough time right now. Grace will help you through. It's a promise.
I can see the light and still is, and we'll be through it all. So come with me in the space between all the things unseen and this reckoning. And I know I will never be alone. Yes, I know. Oh, I know. Count the joy, come every battle, 'cause I know that's where you'll be.
Lord, we thank you that in the midst of everything we go through in life, you are always with us. You will always take care of every situation. We just have to receive what you're doing in our lives, and we thank you for our Father. Thank you, Father, for your Son Jesus that died for everything that will ever happen in our lives, covered in full. We thank you for the grace in our lives that we can walk in and trust in. We give you all the praise, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. If you need prayer for anything, some of the elders will be up front.